Yes, and one story we brought you regular updates on here on Newsday is the massive oil spill off the island of Mauritius, which happened back in August. Now, one of the organisers of nationwide rallies against the government's handling of the crisis has been arrested. He's Jean-Bruno Lorette. He was subsequently released on bail, and the authorities say he was detained over a bounced cheque. His lawyer is Sanjeev Tilakdari, and he says this tactic is to silence Mr. Lorette, and he joins us now. Welcome to Newsday. So the authorities say it was over a bounced cheque. Tell us about this cheque then.
Good morning. Yes, my client has been provisionally charged for the offence of issuing a cheque allegedly without provision for the sum of 8,000 rupees, about £130.
And right.
He has denied the allegation. Yes.
So he's denying it, but also you think this is nothing to do with the cheque. It's all to do with his activity against how the government, he sees the government's mishandling of this. Tell us how involved he's been in these protests, in these demonstrations.
Yes, first he views it as a sort of intimidation. And this is only a pretense to arrest him. And he has denied the allegations. And as to date, the police has not confronted him with any evidence. And we see there is a perception that this is an act of intimidation by the institution of Mauritius, because my client has demonstrated the apocalyptic incompetence of some ministers of the government, first to prevent the oil spill and secondly to contain the oil spill.
And he has been the main organizer, hasn't he? These bi-weekly protests against
yes.
the government. He filed two lawsuits against the Environment Ministry that have been struck out. So what you would argue is he's a thorn in their side and they are breathing down his neck.
Yes, exactly. This is the perception. He brought two private prosecutions against two senior ministers of the government for the mismanagement and mishandling of the oil spill. And same was struck out. And there is a perception that the institutions are colluding to intimidate him. And he has been able, in very short lapse of time, to unite the people of Mauritius as one nation. He has organized two demonstrations where over hundreds of thousands of citizens of the Republic united into his cause.
And that's an awful lot of people gathering in downtown Port Louis. He is alleging that the government is hiding the truth about the circumstances of the oil spill. I have to say at this stage, we've tried on many occasions to get a comment from the government there, but they have yet to respond to us. So he's unhappy about that and also how the cleanup has been dealt with. Now, the government have said in the past that the cleanup it was slow because of poor weather. Is that any kind of a defence? Some people might say, well, yes, it is. They're doing all they can, that, you know, the elements were against them.
No, because we have no cyclonic weather conditions and no stormy rough seas for the time being. And this is only a pretense on the part of a government who has all the equipment, all the resources, all the help from neighbouring countries, but who is unable to do the right action at the right time.
What is your client's next move then? You are, you know, supporting him in his contesting
yes.
of this bounced cheque allegation. What else does he plan to do?
Yes, we have lodged a motion to strike out the provisional charge on account that his arrest is arbitrary and there is no evidence at all to substantiate same. And he's also pursuing his crusade for truth and justice. That is, he will continue to gather more information, more evidence, and he will be asking a review of the decision of the Director of Public Prosecution who has stopped his private prosecutions.
Well, I am sure we'll be talking to you In the near future on this one, getting updates from you and your client. Thank you for joining us. You just heard the voice there of Sanjeev Tilukdari. He is the lawyer for Jean-Bruno Lorette, who has organised those protests in Mauritius against the government over their mishandling of the oil spill and the mishandling of how it was allowed to happen in the first place. That's what he was alleging. As I say, no response to our request from the Mauritian government for a statement on that story as yet.